Last couple of thoughts regarding property value. Of course, your capital improvements add to your value. The question is, do they have FOMA, if you will, features of mass appeal? Are the things that you did to your property, the capital improvements, were they high appeal, high rate of return? I don't really care what the guy who sells windows says, and no offense to you if you just put all new windows in and the guy tells you you just spend $18,000 and you're going to see every penny of that back. That just isn't the way it works. There's so much profit in that particular thing, in windows. Yes, new windows are an awesome thing, a great feature to market in your property. But there are certain things that you do to a property that have really high rates of return and that have what I call FOMA, where everybody's been looking for that feature. And when a seller says, I had to fix this or I had to fix plumbing or stuff like that, that's just a maintenance issue. That's not really a capital improvement. So does it have FOMA, features of mass appeal, your capital improvements? So condition, just like the eighth grade dance, if the other guys show up and they were better looking than me or whatever the case, better dancers, they're going to dance. The other sellers that are at the marketplace, it's so important that you as a seller know the active properties you're up against. Because you want the next buyer in the marketplace, not the fourth or the fifth one, but the next buyer in the marketplace. The question is, based on your price, is your property the most appealing one just to you or to the marketplace? Again, you should have about 5 showings generally, because there's pent-up demand in most marketplaces. 5 showings, one buyer should make you an offer on the property. So when, and if you're not, if everybody gets back in their car and they drive away, it might be an indicator of price. Keep in mind, the buyer should have pent-up demand, kind of dying or desperate for a property. They're the ones who show up the first. They're the first 2, 3, 4, 5 showings. They're ready, willing, and able to buy right now. Ideally, you've priced it so one of those 5 people makes an offer. If 5 out of 5 make an offer, you were too low and it was a mistake. Now, if all 5 people pass on the property, it's either a conspiracy to get you or your price may not match the features that are missing, because those pent-up demand people, they will buy immediately. So the capital improvements will add value to your property. The question is, do they have FOMA, features of mass appeal? And one last thing to mention here is really, what is your view? What is your lot? When you look on an appraisal, I've been trained over the years to do what's called a BPO, broker price opinion. And our analysts have been trained on this, and the BPO looks like an appraisal. They don't call an appraisal because realtors aren't appraisers and they can't do that, but it looks just like an appraisal, BPO. An important line on an appraisal or BPO is view, lot location. Are we a corner lot? Are we end of a cul-de-sac? Does our yard go straight down, straight up? Is it back into a creek, back into a highway? What's the view on that property? People will pay a premium for an awesome lot in view, functional lot, that type of a thing. And they're going to discount. So when those that don't always have those, and when a seller uses price per square foot on their house, and they don't look at the lot as separate, really agents should be able, analysts should be able to take the lot, take the property, separate the two, and project the value of the subject property's lot. And if your lot is exceptional, you potentially will do above average in your compounding rate of return per year and your price per square foot. So in summary, we talked about here was your capital improvements certainly have a way to push your value up, or the absence of your capital improvements. If you didn't do them, you probably won't see the same price per square foot or compounding rate return per year. And then same with your lot. When you separate your property from your lot, is your lot average, exceptional, poor, awesome view, awesome condition, lots of landscaping, barely any? Is your lot dying? your grass, that type of a thing? And is it functional? There's so many factors that go into the value of your lot, which oftentimes is a minimum of 20% of the value of your property. If you go into some quadrants, you could see the lot being 30%, 40%. If you hit about 50% of the value, that's where they tear the properties down. They just tear the house down and build another home there. So what percentage is did your realtor tell you, you know, is the value of your lot? All right. Well, thank you for listening to this series. I hope it's been informative to you. Our analysts are trained in really pulling the detail out of so many different indicators, because our goal is to never underprice an asset, because we move money for a living. All right. Thank you.